Lakini sasa assist hiyo goal ni nani? Si Hernandez peke yake?
No, bao ni yake.
Ni Fernandez.
Ni Fernandez, Fernandez. Sasa bao ni Fernandez na assist ni Fernandez.
Ah.
Leo Reyes.
Hey, got it. Episode 24, manze, of the pre-game. Wagwan! World Cup ishaanza, manze. I think that's the only focus point for this conversation. But finally enough, lazima Ronaldo akwa the star of the conversation. My name is Cyprian Kimtai Limo.
Mjama, Jack.
My name is Nelson.
Nikonisha. I was triggered.
Clearly.
Nikonimesa.
Wow, so talking about Ronaldo, clearly it is the overshadow. See, I couldn't anywhere where we can go and not talk about this guy.
How can one person like the limelight that much? What's Alipia? I think there's a problem. There's
a series me watch, and the main character is a Homelander. Come on, your series, start mentioning your name for credit or whatever. But the guy is called Homelander, so he's a superhero. So, yeah, superhero who craves attention, not like finding anything wrong. Ajali.
Buda.
That's Ronaldo.
Buda. Ocha ali akona shida fulani.
You don't score a goal, you claim it.
Na me force. Na me force. Maisha vipi metuwa statement. Adidas imetuwa
statement. Adidas imetuwa statement.
Ocha ali.
Lakini sasa assist hiyo goal ni nani? Si Hernandez piki yake?
No, bao ni yake.
Ni Fernandez.
Ni Fernandez, Fernandez. Sasa bao ni Fernandez na assist ni Fernandez. Si Leo Reyes.
Hey, got it.
Wow. 210.
Episode 24, man.
No, it's about your banana.
Okay. When you score a penalty, bado unapewa assist?
Nani aliangushwa?
Mwenye aliangushwa. Mwenye aliangushwa usually ndo anapewa hiyo
assist. Yeah.
Mwenye usually. So mwenye alipass Fernandez ball before I shoot, huyo ndo alipewa assist.
Exactly.
Yeah. Aye.
That's what assist. That's what assist means.
Kwa sababu kwa FPL manager if a player akifollow kwa box yeye ndo anapewa assist.
Ndio nasema but kwa hii is a different situation. Oh. Yeah.
Because alipewa pass alafu kwake it was a cross to Ronaldo. But Ronaldo ali miss. But according to him alishika
ile lake ilishika.
Alafu
wacha ali bana.
Ule na vile ali protest after game.
Hata boys wako manza simwachie tu.
What?
Kwani bao ni nini?
And fanboys hapo his fanboys especially to you digs kwanza digale.
Ule chali wale wako kwa sababu
Somali prince.
Assassin.
Wali na on a troll defending him wakipost screenshots. Alafu ka zoom in wakisema this guy scored, why are you trying to take these goals from him?
What?
At oh Messi always CG FIFA always supporting Messi. Oh CG what?
Digs liko joko chini lakini yuko na a new low. Yuko na new low.
And also, apparently, he's about to sign a new contract, new club
in Saudi
Arabia.
Is it confirmed?
In Stamford?
So yesterday, during a match, apparently his agents walikuwa around, just somewhere around. Yeah. So now the conversation ilikuwa, maybe that
time it happened.
Maybe it happened. Maybe not. Maybe the conversation apparently is, if not January, then summer. January at after Champions League club and then summer and because now also apparently Messi has signed to Inter Miami.
Yeah.
SoCo States. Mm. So now as Ronaldo,
do you know, to be honest, na feel Ronaldo mepulio stand to overshadow Messi. Kusudia Messi toka kwanza.
Oh god.
Yeah, Kusudia Messi toka kwanza.
True.
And then Ronaldo yake katoka I think 2-3 days later. And then sasa it's become a scenario whereby you're finding sasa labda utapata labda nataka kama team nyingine ikaunta hiyo offer.
Exactly. But it's 200 million.
Manzi.
200 million euros.
A season.
A season.
A year.
Yeah.
A season. So, ukipata Saudi, and then, nataka mtu wa Qatar pia mpendo. Yeah, Ronaldo is a weird guy.
But also, apparently your 200 million haja cover the image rights. So, it's only 200 million for
Salo
and a few of his sponsorship deals, but image rights bado hajaongea bado. They've not talked about it. So it might be more. Maybe 300 million. God damn, bro.
Ni biashara.
Yani una cash in hata kama uko prime.
Because he's an asset.
I can't argue with Roro in terms of like his ability and him being a person. But umse tu ananiudhi. God damn. Wow.
And the fun part is kama hajali. Ama he knows better than care.
Ama to him, he thinks he's just being himself.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But also, it's also a sign Saudi Arabia also maybe they want the World Cup. Because
so it's kile Prince alikomeka na Infantino. Ilikuwa game gani? Ilikuwa game gani alikomeka pamoja?
Si ile game ya Saudi?
I don't know, I think so.
I think ile game ya Saudi.
I don't know, one of them.
One of them.
And ndio kana kuzima apro. Ndio studio ya Saudi Arabia.
So chances are maybe Saudi Arabia wanataka ku pull in Ronaldo so that also now tension is shift from Qatar to the and that sasa they create the because they also want to build their league because wamona Qatar how Qatar have done the league and whatever. So I think Arsenal na joko na beef in terms of politics wako na beef those two countries. So always they want to overshadow the other. Anyway, manze away from Ronaldo.
Jua kali you are right jamani mafala.
Jua kali for so.
Olunga jua kali na apology. Aja baba na kuna.
World Cup imekuwa this so far man.
Imekuwa entertaining. World Cup was underdog. Underdog.
Underdog. Hey. Ni roro.
Welcome to the underdogs.
Yeah.
Any akuna team, ukidharau team unapigwa. That's what I've noticed. I think all team imejaribu maybe Spain hapo France. But France analipigwa.
I think Spain, yeah, Spain to be honest as yeah, from like from yeah. Spain aside from Brazil, Spain from as in them unaweza sema comfortably from the group stage wamekaa comfortable like they've not struggled. Because France in the last game against Tunisia, bro.
When you France, A France B. Think about it.
Okay. I think we'll qualify the
Olympics. The Olympics.
It's 9-10 changes.
So, shout out to Tunisia, man. You bowed us nicely.
They didn't expect Denmark or let down. That's the other thing. Who knew Australia would go through? Who knew? Yeah.
Of all teams.
Wait, was the same group?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Australia, Denmark, France, Tunisia.
Man, Australia is like a Stoke. Leo game yao like
wanafunga bao moja wana defend.
It's
wana defend.
So boring.
Cabani especially.
So boring.
For me my disappointment is USA wakitoka group. Okay, na through to the round of 16. Okay. I'm not a fan. I love how they play that.
I'm going to say that.
Them and me, Canada I enjoy your football to be honest. I just don't
Canada position ya Alfonso Ngeni. Lose because I could want a structure, but I liked it. But your game, your console is against not Iran. Who did they play? Not England.
Who's the team in the group? Iran, England, USA.
Wales.
Wales.
That's when I realized.
Tyler Adams.
Your mid.
Okay.
Wilson McKinney. Jamal, they know they're doing solid. It goes out. And they're young. You're 23, 21.
The average age for the team is 20, 25. Yeah. Because Ghana is on the youngest team. So I think Ghana is average age in 23. So,
kudos.
But one at his ball, man. Even Ghana at his okay, according to them, what is the ball? But to me, I mean,
no, compared to the other African teams, Minasu, who's playing in Morocco? Yeah, the ones who are not playing that well. But they're efficient.
Okay, made Nazandana Haile Zakomanza from the group so far, the group stage.
Of course, I think very few can beat Saudi Kutandika Argentina. Akuna mtu expect you. Akuna mtu expect. So for me, that's number one. I think hakuna kitu ime top in my opinion hiyo game as of yet. Yes, kumekuwa na mashock zingine hapa na pale, but hiyo game, because I think first it set the precedence for all the other underdogs. Kuona by the way, kitu you can actually do this thing.
Because
after that, one or two shock results. Then there's Japan, Germany, same thing, shock result. So for me, Saudi Arabia, Argentina. I usually maintain your momentum. I think the next game wali. I don't know what is it.
Maybe that the fact that they won against Argentina, it can throw off a bit. But also at the same time, you can't expect anything from Saudi Arabia. No offense to anyone, but Saudi Arabia in terms of football.
Prince, allied, you know, whatever.
That's an improvement.
It's like Kenya. I'm a huge Kenyan. I love.
Where's Messi?
Mimi siko hapo. Hata nyinyi mnajua. Mliwabaya Rolls Royce. Honestly.
But
honestly, if they came out of the group stage, if actually watapata Rolls Royce, wangepata nini mingine? Obviously, hata hapo the Crown Prince.
Rolls Royce kukua ni kama vitu or something.
What?
It's a very common car.
Okay, true. Ushona
hiyo, kuna show flani likuwa na show ya Dubai, watu wakenda campus, ama ikuwa high school. The amount of cars that are in the parking lot of students. Rolls Royce is kama ule mjamaa nado.
Okay, Saudi Arabia, I changed my point. I love the country. I expected you to win the car. I'm also a student.
I'm a student of the world. I'm learning. I'm always trying.
For you?
I think my ilikuwa Morocco, Croatia, because Morocco really played a very good game.
Morocco, Belgium.
Morocco, Croatia.
Morocco, Belgium.
Oh, okay.
It was a very good game, tactical. Abdi Bruyne akasema, of course, Hakimi tukaizo. Walicheza fiti.
But Hakimi alikuwa anauza.
Hiyo game alikuwa anauza. Game ya pili ndo waka switch up. Okay, that's also a question for you guys. Belgium. Rangles manze. Asse, apparently, some players don't talk to each other. Some of them will leave their confrontations before. After your game in Morocco, statements we see from Hazard, De Bruyne, Vertonghen, Courtois, that you are too old.
Bibi address, Martin, pia mwongea.
Oh, pia leo mimi.
Wale alisema ati, oh, after your confrontation, whatever happened, if your game in Morocco, I think walitoa a get together lunch or something. So even the wives were invited to come. Yeah, let's make things easy. After that, you can feel awkward.
Wait, demo wako tu alikuwa hapo na De Bruyne pia alikuwa hapo.
But imagine your demo, are you going to
aliacha.
Trash. They married different babes. They all married different babes. Trash.
Ruin a relationship, alafu na tuo demo.
What are you going to do? Different babes. But musema, hizo ma bust up kwa ball, you happen. It's nothing new, but in my opinion. Watu kosana kwa pitch, watu kosana kwa dressing room, watu kosana kwa training pitch. It's nothing new.
But you as a Belgian fan, Tusema, if you grew up in Belgium and you expected your team that at least they challenge for the World Cup, because Indo liko golden generation apparently. Because the last eight. Decade, Tusema, 10 years, wameko expected to win something.
To win something.
Just something. Yeah. They have not won.
Exactly.
They have not won or reach a final anywhere.
Yeah.
Even Nations League has done anything. So, Kisiezo's statements before the tournament, we are too old, our defenders are too old. Then the next week, our attackers are too old. Or the other week, a fight has broken out. Una feel like as a country. I'm trying to imagine.
Many things are excuses, but I'm not going to listen. It's excuses. Because I think, you finally, okay, what is Mokumbuki? But 2006. Your team in France, Zidane, Vieira, Makelele, Thuram, Henry, Barthez, Evra didn't play that game. Abidal, what all above 30? What all above 30? In fact, Nakumbuka, Vieira, Zidane, I don't know who's coming in, Lilian Thuram, all came back from retirement.
To play.
Wow. You know, France were going to struggle to qualify for the 2006 World Cup. They were really performing poorly. So Zidane, waliambiwa amanze rudini. But we struggled, rudini tucheze. To qualify. No, waka qualify for World Cup, waka fika di finali. So, for me, excuse ya De Bruyne, yo, we are too old, I think it's just a cop-out. Because one of the same person alisema, teme walitoka ligi, wakitiza Nations League, akasema, hii kitu manzi is useless. So, ready, mindset yako, you ready kai isha sema, usha give up.
Which kind of mentality is that, you know.
Wema nisa kina batonge, na sema, bado, we can still do this thing. And it's not like they're playing badly. It's just, to be honest, I'm a striker. But sure, I see striker. Lukaku is underperforming.
He's injured. Before your game, I've been since August.
But then also, the coach they have, to be honest, is not the best coach in the world. Roberto. So, you're De Bruyne, to be honest. It's a cop-out. Belgium are underperforming, and I think they want to me actually an age, or my De Bruyne age.
As an excuse.
But they're underperforming.
Now, from the African perspective, before the tournament, of course, we got Chasem, I hope, at least. To forget semi-finals, quarter-finals.
Yes.
At least so far. at the moment, Senegal are through from the group stage. During my leave, there's another Senegalese somewhere. clearly, you're in the direction of
Akwenda.
It's a sign. You French ones are kitanga kota. Anyway, shout out to Senegal, man. Property without.
Adlibs.
Can I
Migos.
Nice. Bonjour. Bien. All right, Senegal, without Sadio Mane. Everyone thought one of the teams could pull out of the group stage. Yes. First game, they lost. And it was a convincing loss.
They didn't need to.
In the second half. Netherlands. Second half in the Netherlands.
Mistakes to
keep out.
Okay. But also Netherlands.
Netherlands don't deserve to go through. they don't deserve to go through by the.
Well, they have Gakpo.
That's the thing, Gakpo. Gakpo on our bed.
Anyway, so the first game, yes, maybe a draw. You can expect a draw from that match. But then sadly, the last 10 minutes, 20 minutes, something happened, 2-0 loss.
Yeah.
Second game, sasa ndo akaamka. And from the second game, which is
Qatar.
Yes.
Ecuador,
Qatar. From the first game, of course, we had expected Senegalese or Chape Qatar. But it's much, in the World Cup, sometimes we were shocked. Mm. But at least walishinda 3-1. Now the last game versus Ecuador, that's the one I was worried. Because Villa Ecuador come and the tournament.
We didn't know
what will happen. Mm. But that game was controlled from start to finish.
Hey, Jamali Arakisha Ecuador.
Hey.
If I click on a start flag, Nico game and Kwanasema at Ecuador, the first two games only faced only 7 shots. The first half na Senegal only faced 10 shots.
Damn.
Senegal ilikuwa na waleta kwa leta.
Wale Pele come in. But only miss a lot of chances, especially in the first half. Your first half ingekuwa 3-0.
Yes.
First half ingekuwa easily 3-0. But then, wakona Dia as the front nine. That's why I was saying, if they had money, ingekuwa 3-0. Guaranteed 3-0 or 2-0. And do you think in the long run, because they're playing England in the last 16, do you think the fact that they don't have this target man at the I'm someone just who's really good at finishing. It all cost because England are a tough team. As much as I don't want them to win or go through, they're a tough team. We're gonna score, we're gonna depth. In terms of World Cup, I think that's the only team, that's the only country we're gonna depth. To me,
Portugal,
and Brazil.
Portugal.
Brazil, England, Portugal. And Portugal.
Na France. Ako na depth.
France could be.
Ni like Nkuku ameumia na Benzema, but ako na depth.
Okay. So, do you foresee as tunaangalia game ya?
By the way, imagine I actually see Senegal can beat England. I actually see it.
Messi going penalties kwa sababu both of them wako poa lakini watakanso each other.
If England start mount Senegal wins. That's a guarantee. Okay, it's your four then.
That's true.
Okay, it's your four then.
Yeah. It's a different story.
Of
course, for then, say, I confirm the bias, Anna.
But not according to Gareth Southgate.
Gareth Southgate, number one mentality is, I don't want to lose. You need to check your Kwanzaa. At your game, you say, instead of ukina team zingine, it was you were coaching.
In the game, that was the worst game in my watch.
Teacher, Aki noticed nil-nil, alitoa Paqueta, kutoa Paqueta, alitoa nani?
Alitoa Fred, alafu akatoa Paqueta.
Paqueta alitoa badai, lakini alitoa.
Fred alitolewa.
Alitolewa, akenda Rodrigo. He went attacking. Southgate, anaka kina Henderson. So for him, his number one mentality is, let's not lose. Another go with a draw. So, when you two nasema, I give no na badaki anzisha mount. The whole world will want Foden and maybe Rashi. I think it was for Sterling. Who was that?
For Sterling, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. From 3 hours.
ili cheza game ya mwisho
ilikuwa game ya mwisho but alicheza poa man alicheza poa sana but it was Wales
a very and a very poor Wales
very poor team.
So I think to be honest Southgate will go back to his normal setup Mount Atanza hiyo game and the same I think they'll play it out for a draw when Nelson anasema maybe a penalties but you can have penalties but also na feel a sneaky feeling kina tafunga bao but I really want Senegal to
Wilken start because all kana akasema his
your son, uncle
yeah
he'll start
yeah mm. But kina rasmo gopi as okay I'm not
no
Ken
huyu unatuna ile ufala tu kona
header
you know mzungu ujinga
at unexpected goals
scrappy goals mja watu wanafunganga yana magoya
but ni magoya mechatana pi
magoya always for England always always kama Ochoa for Mexico
Ata but then Ochoa is joking the club yake. But this is Chivangi your club.
Ochoa the last time mona akiza ball ilikuwa Real Sociedad. So alafu akatoka so hapa ni kwa Mexico. Either kwa Mexico ama state ama someone.
Only see Ochoa every 4 years. Mona ngado. Oh is it alive? Are you still playing? Okay, sawa.
Na kwa Spain, akiwa Spain, I think I'll call the in terms of records in Spain ama Europe is the only keeper who's considered the most goals ever. Like
Are you serious?
What? Ever. Either in Spain or Europe. Your record is up. Either in Spain or Europe. And then I can World Cup. A totally different person.
Who Charlie Banza Kitikaji? Who's been your player of the tournament so far, in your opinion? Who's in Megalpo?
Of course, I'm going to say Megalpo because maybe in my German maybe. But... A good question by there because lazima I have to think about all the games in my watch but in terms of consistency I think Bruno Fernandes
and let me come to Manuel
like no for Portugal and Mayan I'm caught because siko expect atanza for Portugal
I genuinely thought
atakuwa bench for Portugal but for a reason I'm a start na kafiment that without him I don't think Portugal are going an easy run through the group to be honest
Richarlison I think
as it's over
sabato ya game ya kwanza ule ati game ya pili
yo
ba ule ati game ya pili Richarlison
I saw
ule ona game ya pili hakufanya anything man
uchali hata game ya kwanza I think alikuwa
hakuwa amefanya anything
alikuwa na 5 touches
maybe alikuwa na 7 touches hiyo game walisema total
touches uchali alikuwa na gusa tu Isaac like Mahaland but this one for me but to be honest I didn't think I'd ever say this Chesney
Poland
cuz the penalty saves and what not
okay. Point but
cuz see for me I never anticipated for me Chesney is a top tier keeper but Ochali ame come for Poland so many times imeni amaze kama ile double save ya ilikuwa nani
hiyo game ya pili usiliko game ya pili
na Mexico it's Saudi Arabia. Eh, kwa Saudi Arabia, the double save. Jamali block ya kwanza na blocking na mkono. Yaani jam against Messi ali block tena. Okay, yo boss again. Granted. But I didn't expect Chesney akwe star man of Poland. You know, to be honest, I'm a bit through the group stages cuz wana atakiwa sana, you know, nashinda kiwa save.
Also shout out to Alvarez, man. Alvarez siko ame over
Lautaro akabeza afaki kitu.
I'm over shadow mbaya.
In fact, mbaya. Game ya kwanza nikisema, okay, of course because of Inter I thought Lautaro would be a very good player, but when I got shook off man. Then Alvarez akaingia, then I asked myself, mbona mzama anzangi basi? Cuz he's more composed, a much better finisher. Knows how to time his runs. In fact, niko naambiwa in Italy, Lautaro shook off mara moja.
Much games za Inter mob sana. Much games za Inter sana.
It's a true thing, eh?
It is.
So he was being told he is constantly being caught offside. Cuz your boy, Ogie Saudi Arabia, he could easily had a hat trick if he just knew how to time his runs. But anyway.
For the other African teams, which one do you think? Because by the time we podcast it out, maybe tutakuwa chona Morocco akicheza. Morocco are playing on Thursday evening.
Yes.
It's against What's the team?
Not Belgium, is it Canada?
Canada, they're playing against Canada. Canada out, Morocco need this. A draw, it'll for now end through.
Yeah.
But also a win is much better for each and every party.
Yes.
So by the time the podcast comes out, maybe Morocco may win or may lose, I don't know. But can we look forward to the other team? Because Tunisia are the first African team, Kutoka. And that rest may back in Morocco, Cameroon, Ghana to choose from. So out of the three, which one do you think it has a progress from to round of 16? And also, maybe from the round of 16, which one do you think has a likelihood at least Kufika quarters or semifinals?
Okay. Let me on.
I think Morocco ita pita because Canada second is a very good game. And the fact that Otakua ometoka the cup. So I think what a pita. Mm-hmm. I think I want Ghana ipite, but vile wanacheza wachezi vizuri sana, they are not really composed, wanapatikana very and South Korea score 2 goals in 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuff like that.
Hair down.
Yeah. And
but then Cho, man, Aliruka, props to him, man. Second goal especially. What? And their left back.
Watch Alishina Ipewa boy. Akuna cross zingi tamu. Akuna cross tamu.
Yeah.
Akuna cross tamu sana.
So, I think Senegal na England hapo ndio itakuwa ngori, but I think nataka Morocco ifike quarters.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. Cameroon? Atotoka group stage. Wanacheza Brazil washashinda.
Yeah.
Washaenda through. So itakuwa kama France Tunisia maybe.
No.
Team B.
It's Brazil.
Na support Brazil on the side because niliwatch game yao ya pili. Hakuna likelihood. They can do it. Cameroon deck.
So, to Mr. Mati, what is the question?
We'll go through. Which one do you think it have got on the 16? Uh-huh. And also, so maybe the farthest out of the four.
So, Morocco, I think, watapenya for sure. Ghana, I think, watapenya. First, on a chaser, Uruguay, who are not even performing, to be honest. Suarez is showing us his age. Mm-hmm. Proper.
Ata Cavani.
Proper.
If I could, the only star on that team, I think, is Valverde.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah. Bentancur.
Ata Bentancur. Wait, drive yake from midfield.
Mm. Bentancur, yeah. Mm. So, what if guys are complaining in Uruguay, what Suarez na Cavani, Nunes enge katikati. You come back on the wing.
On the
wings. Inaribu. Yeah. Okay, to katikati one time. So, but I think Ghana watapenya hapo. I really want Cameroon to beat Brazil B.
Ghana is an Uruguay.
Yeah. Any revenge. Yeah. Revenge mission. The whole of Africa is watching that game.
The whole of Africa. You know, Gimoja, I think we've been for 10, 12 years. We've been for that game.
We've actually waited.
We've been patient. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then Cameroon, to me, I think after Morocco, have the best football in terms of African teams.
Same.
But of course, when it's a Brazil, not Brazil B. So now, but I can't talk Dani Alves. I don't know what to cheze.
Because that's what I said, Fabinho naanza.
Play string B at Brazil. Because I think, worst case scenario, it will be a draw, but I really want Cameroon to chape Jama. Like a 2-1 even. I see happening there.
Like I was saying, Mante, Brazil have a connection with Africa. And if you truly love and love the black people and despise racism, do us a favor, to be honest, man. As in, it makes sense, Bona when they're all out attacking.
I'm sure qualify.
Mkishinda 9 points, I jalishi to anyone. It's not like you get a trophy to it. So please, Coach Tite.
Tuachi.
Manze, Tuachi. Please. for me, I think Morocco, guaranteed. At the start of the tournament, siko nafikiri Morocco atenda through. And nipo many proved wrong. Because if there's a team that cannot concede out of the 5 African teams, ni Morocco. Ase wakia moku. Because sometimes they play a back 5, sometimes a back 3. And Wolves, for some reason, ana control that midfield. That defense, sorry. Mm. And the midfield is also really compact. Alafu on the wings wakona pace. And also Ziyech. Shout out to Ziyech, man. Especially second game.
We noticed Sabua Chelsea when outside
the starters.
Says a lot about your team. You know the problem lies.
But it's a good tournament. A very. top tier tournament. Of course, on a turn now.
Okay. I think it's only Man United that's carrying all the teams. But yeah. That's a conversation for
Messi is carrying Argentina and Portugal is carrying Ronaldo.
True. And from the main conversation here, Mourinho, Alisema, defense will always win you titles.
For sure.
Morocco might not win the title, but the fact that the defense is solid,
it could go far.
That's the team that I foresee when it's Africa. This time, if Tutapata first team could get semifinals, it can be Morocco.
Yeah. They never very good keeper.
Exactly. Yeah. I love the solidity in Okuna. Now, Keza could utilize the counter attacks. What of Kambali? And hopefully, man, they luck to it to favor.
Yeah, but you always luck.
Luck to it to favor. Yeah. For Ghana, man, I love the fact that the youngsters, kina Kudus. At least we'll get two quarters. If they can, at least you're in motivation.
Like
I want
three African countries to get quarters.
Exactly.
I really
at least to show up for the first time. For the first time to show
but
up.
But I begin to show up.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not disappointed in the performance of the African teams, to be honest. Mm. Or may show up. Even the Asian teams may show up.
Exactly.
I didn't expect any competition from the Asian teams.
That's racist.
Shout out to the minorities.
Exactly. Just saying, they don't have a good
South Korean team poor.
Sana.
Japan team poor.
Even the grand coach lifting yourself.
What's
the name of the guy? Odalia.
Napenda hiyo. Mimi napenda hiyo. Yeah, and you're from Cameroon.
Alikuwa
suspended.
Yeah, na Ghana.
The FA, Ghana FA wali.
Yeah.
Shit, really?
Wow.
That's unnecessary though.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's scary, man. That's so petty. And also now, Cameroon. Maybe prediction ya Samuel Eto'o ilikuwa right. Cameroon finale versus Morocco. You know?
But ulimcheka?
Nini mlo wacheka, especially Diggs.
Oh, wow. Anyway, we can prove it wrong.
Fingers crossed, man. So, yes, I guess to wrap up your conversation in Africa, hopefully we're hoping for the best, but the team that, if lacking is our ride on, in Morocco. To me, Morocco can reach the farthest. Mm. Away from that, Kenya Manze, we have trouble every single time. Even
and I can ask you a podcast on making it for you again.
Manze,
what is going to shida?
First rugby team, some players, Manze, while on Twitter, social media, come on.
I'm too leaky.
Yo, I'm too leaky, my and Okafungwa to raw. Please support us because they have the Dubai Sevens coming up, Cape Town Sevens coming up, and I wanna do. Well, the team actually flew. But Lioness, I'll just fly.
No, you fly, you fly.
I'll fly.
Yeah, I'll go Dubai.
Ah, nice.
But fly Jana.
On Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And then allowances, that was another conversation. Mm-hmm. Simba's Manzev literally struggled, repercharge, embarrassing. So apparently, we'll see a repercharge after to lose 85-0 versus Portugal. Mm-hmm. Got any session, the team, the players of Manzev, Kauliza, coach. Tunadu nini hapa. We shia tu. Training, situacheza tu. Touch.
One times.
Touch. Alafu mnyata atabaki tu ni doc. We share, go and find money. So the head coach Manzika BD called some guys, his contacts, wanted to support any financially. The other team was some players was to feed their families. Mm. So at least not the rugby, the KRU did not chuck money, but the people who love rugby were able to contribute. So I think they contributed about that $5,000, and then you can do players and staff and whatever. Mm. But wah,
it's sad.
It's a cycle because ever since Paul Adora amekuwa coach, he's had six CEOs of KRU and five chairmen of Kenya Rugby ever since akuwe. And it's a cycle that haishi. Tumekuwa na new minister.
That's the unfortunate thing about it. And it's been we're too sleepy and it's something been ongoing. Na mapleya na naomi. Ata babu kwa samani. Decent human rights. who's got an addition to Ajama and Naomi? How does it look to you? And when Ata Babu was very clear, he said, Kalenda ya Ruj is one of the clearest calendars. Zika mea rally. You know it inside out. Mm. Early enough.
Hakuna friendlies, hakuna whatever.
It's very well
stated. Hakuna Nations League. Mm.
Then one sport in Kenya, if done right, the amount of funding that they can get from various many corporates. Wonder when KCB in a sponsor, Tusker yuko anga hapo, Stanbic inako anga hapo. How much, if you can get a proper airline. You get, yeah. Kabras. Mm. So, it's just poor management. Tamayado, nothing more. Because talent iko. But nini? Tamayado. You know, in our sport.
I liked your analogy, Paulo Dera. I'll tell you, if we take 1 + 1 + 1, it's quite 3. Mm-hmm. So I'll go and say, if the players and the coaches are good, that's 1.
Yeah.
If the management is good, that's 2. Mm-hmm. And then if now the union and sponsors and everyone mm-hmm. is good, that's 3.
Yeah.
But like if you point at 1 + 1 inakuwa
something.
Inakuwa 0, I mean inakuwa -6. Clearly there's something that's missing.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
if one does not work and the other one doesn't work, there's something that chakua mess.
Yep.
And in terms of playing, I'm improve. Because tumetoka ile point ya kushinda versus Zimbabwe, now we are fighting against Namibia. Because ilikuanga always Namibia na Zimbabwe itatushinda. Always, sometimes you got to always guaranteed.
Mm.
Even Uganda to some extent. But now the only competition that we can say in Africa is Namibia. And after Namibia to tender South Africa.
Box.
And clearly that's growth.
Enough
for growth. But yeah. some support man say if a player can't even pay fees for the child, unafikira tajali kusuragi.
And what about the young talent coming up, it has some e-sports series. Because when I was growing up, my bro played rugby, so he was in the floodies. And that time, I think the manager was, let's say, better structured in a way, because they would get incentives and would come by. So they had money. So from floodies, I was in high school, and I was like, oh, but they would see, you can buy, you can get. You can get campus, which is, let's say, in machine your time, or black blood, you can get. You can get allowance. You can get allowance on your campus. You can get a sherehe. Hey, you can get a sherehe. Then from there, you can get a club. Club, you get a proper club. You can almost, you can pay a certain amount of you. Salaries, but that's okay. It almost like how ball ilikuwa kitambo. Like there's no money here, so what's the point of doing this thing?
Yeah. But the only positive, I guess, from Kenya this week, FIFA ban manze. They qualified for FKF, so FKF are back manze. Hopefully, manze tunza sort out our own issues because federations are a problem. Sometimes we blame ministries for a lot of things, but
federation.
But though, the back end stops kwa federation.
Mm.
Kama home kwenu mko sawa manze utapata hasla fine.
Tafuna jo pia CS ziingilia. CS. Zijo pia CS. CS has ziingilia sana federation. Let's say for instance FIFA. Juu na juu atabaniwa tena. So it's because even for him it's almost one of the hardest things to do. A very hard balance. How do I go about this whole execution? So I don't know.
It's a cycle that we hope Tisha. Because even now, one of the sports that tulikuwa nafikiri itakuwa guaranteed good for life. Athletics, man, they tumeanza kwa in
doping do nini?
Yeah.
Hey, bana.
Even on Wednesday, while athletics walikuwa na conference, and apparently the communication ilikuwa Kenya will be banned after this meeting, Kenya might be banned. But now waka reveal that the only thing that stopped us from being banned is the fact that it's not a systemic doping, not like Russia or other countries where. It's the government when we put in place structures and departments and whatever to make sure players get doped. Because Russia, that's one of the things. Ilikuwa from the top, kabisa. From the top. Funding ilikuwa shatokea from the top.
So every athlete,
atakama. Where kuna doping. Hata unaweza kuna ziza lacrosse. But they're still doping. Ata bano, but they're still doping.
You can say it was a dope ass team.
God damn.
Zima hii podcast.
Umanze!
Funge for Isha.
Umanze!
Isha. Zima podcast.
Wow, man. I guess, but the Apple, turn up to pod.
Yeah.
Anyway, shout out to episode 24. Please, Kenya tuko banned in terms of athletics. FIFA banned, tuko saa, imekuwa lifted in terms of football. KRU, hopefully tuko structured. And yo, African tips.
Yeah, mawakilisha, man. Harambe.
Tunawakilisha manze in terms of football.
Kupa moja.
Props, man. Senegal.
All the best.
Au revoir. Merci beaucoup. Love your women. Bye bye. Nice.